Hello, Morongo Basin, and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, May 13th, 2024. The Northern Lights appeared in the Morongo Basin this weekend, and though the solar storm continues this week, visibility of the phenomenon in our area is expected to diminish. The effects of what meteorologists are calling the largest geomagnetic solar storm in 20 years are bringing the phenomenon known as Aurora Borealis to areas where they are not usually present, including here in Southern California. In the Morongo Basin, the unusual lights were brightest on Friday night, bringing hues of lavender and violet to the desert night sky in the late hours and early morning hours. The lights were visible to the naked eye at the further edges of our desert community, where there is less light pollution, and cameras were able to photograph the lights when they were invisible. Traffic throughout the high desert was heavy all weekend as people from all over Southern California came to our community and the national park to escape light pollution. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's space weather forecast says that the solar storm is expected to gradually wane today through Tuesday. So as the sun sets and the coyotes start calling, keep your eyes on the skies for what may be one last glimpse of the Aurora Borealis. The Morongo Basin Healthcare District announced the resignation of Deborah Savitt from its board of directors, leaving a vacant seat on the board to be filled by appointment until the November election. The appointment will be made at a special board meeting scheduled for Saturday, June 15th at 10 a.m. The appointed board member will remain on the board through the end of 2024, at which time the person elected in November will begin their term. If you're interested in serving on the board and live in the Morongo Basin Healthcare District's Voting Zone 3, which encompasses northern parts of Yucca Valley, Joshua Tree, and 29 Palms, you can learn more and apply at morongobasinhealth.org. The deadline to apply is June 4th. On Saturday, the High Desert Nature Museum hosted a lecture by Katie Shaw, conservation social scientist at the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. The title of the lecture was Time to Talk Trash. The lecture focused on the dwindling number of desert tortoises due in part to the population growth of ravens. Reporter Hillary Sloan attended the lecture and is here with this report.
Our desert landscape faces an increasing raven population, encouraged by additional roosting places like public signage and food access from trash dumpsters. Conservationists from the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens encourage the public and businesses to mitigate these impacts. This educational campaign, launched in 2019, involves surveying and monitoring waste management practices at 30 restaurants in Yucca Valley and 29 Palms. Restaurants were divided into control and treatment groups, with the latter receiving guidance on securing dumpsters to reduce raven access to food waste. Results showed significant improvement in waste management practices in the control group. It was interesting that Joshua Tree had a much higher awareness level than the other two communities. Shaw said the conservation group conducting the studies wasn't sure if it was because Joshua Tree is a smaller, tighter community with prominent social norms, or because it's right at the park's entrance and dependent on ecotourism. Based on the surveys and studies, the conservation group developed a Gold Star award packet, including display materials like window stickers and table toppers for businesses, keeping dumpsters closed 80% of the time. As a final comment, Shaw encouraged the audience to mention the awards to the businesses and encourage them to continue the effort. Awareness encourages behavioral change, and we can all play a part. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
The volunteer program at Joshua Tree National Park is hiring a paid community volunteer ambassador, or CVA, intern. This position begins September 2024 and will work full-time until August 2025. The CVA at Joshua Tree National Park will support park-wide volunteer program management, volunteer engagement, community outreach, and volunteer group service projects. They will be involved in all volunteer opportunities offered by the park, including projects and positions in natural resources, cultural resources, protection, fees, interpretation, trails, roads, and campgrounds. The National Park is looking for local applicants from the Morongo Basin or Coachella Valley with experience in community outreach, customer service, environmental education, and outdoor recreation. You must be at least 18 years old with some college experience, but a degree is not required. Applicants must also have a driver's license and vehicle. You can find a full description of the internship and its requirements alongside a link on where to apply at this story on Z1077FM.com. 29 Palms High School has been granted a 6-year accreditation by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart tells us more about the accreditation, how the WASC process works, and the response from 29 Palms High School principal Mike Ruggiero.
WASC accreditation is a voluntary process that institutions undergo to demonstrate they meet certain standards of quality and integrity in education. This accreditation is highly respected and can affect things like the transferability of credits, eligibility for federal financial aid, and more. The 6-year accreditation awarded to 29 Palms High after a rigorous evaluation process is the highest accreditation status granted by the WASC, reaffirming 29 Palms High School's dedication to providing high-quality education and fostering student success. 29 Palms High School Principal Mike Ruggiero said, quote, "This is the first time in my career 29 Palms High has received the highest level of accreditation, which goes out to less than 10% of the schools in California. We are thrilled to receive this accreditation, which reflects the hard work and dedication of our entire school community," unquote. The WASC accreditation process involves a comprehensive self-study, peer review, and evaluation by a team of experienced educators. It assesses various aspects of the school, including curriculum, instruction, student support services, leadership, and school culture. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
And finally, road closures are happening in Yucca Valley this week as the town conducts its annual street maintenance. The town-wide crack slurry and cape seal project begins today. And while the project continues throughout the next several weeks, road closures for this week have been announced. During construction operations, detours will be provided for alternative routes. Residents and businesses who may be affected by the work will be notified in advance. You can see the full list of closures at this story at Z1077FM.com. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@Z1077FM.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.